Disappointing night for Harps. They've lost out to Athlone Town by 4-1. The visitors, good value for their victory, and it means that they move up to third place in the First Division. Galway United, the league leaders, beaten tonight at Longford Town by 1-0. So that's the first defeat of the season for them. They had won 11 from 11 before that, and Waterford are in second spot. They were in action tonight too, and they lost out as well against Wexford at home. So the top two both losing. Athlone go third. Harps slip a place to seventh spot on goal difference. They share 14 points along with Wexford. And next up for Harps, it's an away game against Cove Ramblers next Friday night. The story of the night here, they started off actually quite well, but they fell behind against the run of play when Franz Piero, the Athlone Town striker who had a hat-trick against Wexford on Friday night, well, he opened the scoring on 12, finding the bottom corner of the net after racing in behind the Harps defence. Then on 33 it was 2-0, Piero scoring from the penalty spot after a handball in the box by Seamus Keogh. Harps were looking for a good start to the start of the second half, but didn't really happen, and Athlone scored a third on 69 through Haji Abdikadir, and then on 73 it was 4-0. Valerie Dolia making it 4 thanks to a long range effort which flew in past Tim Oliver Heimer. Philip De Silva pulled one back for Harps on 89, but it was just a consolation effort for the Donegal side, whose manager Dave Rogers missed this match tonight because of illness. Disappointing night, a disappointing defeat, of quality performance from the visitors, who take all 3 points on a final score of Harps 1, Athlone Town 4.